Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Hi-Li, America's new super sport.
Welcome back. This is another H2H Battle Court recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today, our sponsors for the podcast are Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course, Magic City Hi-Li, WatchHi-Li.com, HiLiChannel.com, and BlackStarFundLLLP.com. And today we have an exciting recap for everyone listening in. We have Rockin' Ray Haluska on the line with us, and I'll get to him a little bit later in the show. He's going to be giving us some great information. He's a Hi-Li follower, and he enjoys the game, and he's come to enjoy the battle court.
Wagering feature.
Wagering feature. All right. Yeah. And we'll hear from him soon. And thanks for coming in and helping me there. But first, we're going to take a look at these scores here for the Battle Court Royale that took place on April 17th. And we had the Wall Warriors versus the Cesta Cyclones. And we had 5 matches that were supposed to be played. But actually, we got to 4 of them. Three doubles matches and 1 singles match. And for the first match, we had Inaki and Julin versus Ikeda and Manny. And Ikeda and Manny took the win 6-4 and 6-4. And that gave them the first point. In the second match, we had Diaz and Bradley versus Joseph and Manu. Joseph and Manu won the match in split set 6-1 and 6-2, and that gave the Cesta Cyclones 2 points. In the third match, we have Bueno and Diaz versus Jedden and Manny. And Bueno and Diaz pulled out the win for their first point, and they won 6-3 and 6-5. And in the fourth match, the deciding match is what it came to be, we had the singles match, Julin versus Carballo. And Carballo took the win in the second and third set. This was an amazing match to watch. 6-4 and 6-1. And that gave the Cesta Cyclones 3 points for the day and the Wall Warriors 1 point. The championship match was the best out of 5 points, and the Cesta Cyclones did it by scoring 3 points first. So, with that, we're going to go over to Ray here, and he has some very useful information for people who are starting to engage with Hi-Li in the game and wagering in different scenarios. And Ray, welcome to Battle Court H2H Hi-Li, the recap here on EPRN. How are things going today?
Very good. I'm in Cancun at the Youth Invitational Training Camp. Some guys better be shaking in their boots back in Miami. There's some outstanding talent among the 20 kids that were invited to play here. And I hope we get to see some of them in Miami someday or online, depending on where you watch games.
All right. That's great. Well, I heard you saw some talent. Any youth in particular that the fans like there in Mexico?
There were some of Lauren Harris's students that are pretty good, and I can see why Lauren put so much time into them, and that they applied the tips you could probably only get from a professional player, and it shows up in their game also in some of their confidence as they make good plays and overcome bad plays and just move on and get ready for the next point.
Okay. Great. Okay, well, what about that wagering? Give me an idea of how people, you know, place bets and, you know, pick the favorites and all that good stuff.
Okay, well, I've never had a sports betting account until Battlefoot came along. I wanted to support Highline from Pennsylvania, where I live. And when I saw that BetRivers.com was a sponsor, I said, okay. I looked into the site. They had a nice sign-on bonus, they matched my initial deposit. And then I started getting to the wagers. And Battlecourt betting is totally different than the Quinella betting. And I can explain a little bit about that here.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. Yeah, we love to hear it. And we love to have you back on anytime when I'm doing these recaps. And, you know, any information about the game is helpful because I'm still learning as well. And, you know, I'm
okay.
Coming to enjoy it.
Well, first you have to find out if you can even work with BetRivers. It doesn't cross state borders or international borders. So you go to their site, they'll ask you for your state, and if you're in a qualifying state, then you can go on. Then somewhere you'll see an option for how do you want your odds displayed. And there's sort of three formats. One is American, and that's what you always see. Plus 125, minus 110, or fractional, which would be plus five-fourths, or decimal, plus 1.25. And what that generally means is if the number is above 100, that means you're going to get more than 100% payback. But you also might have a lesser chance of winning, so that's the risk you're taking. You're hoping if you go with an underdog, you're going to get rewarded for it. Minus 110 isn't as scary as it sounds. It means on a dollar bet, you'd get returned $1.91. So instead of an even dollar for dollar bet, it would be $1.91, but you're getting your dollar back, so it would be a 91 cent payoff. As we move on to the team, there's three kinds of bets for Battlecourt. And we have the team choice of either team one, team two, or a tie. If they end up tied 3-3, like only happened one time. There's also singles and doubles betting. On the team bets, they did have generous odds in the tie situation, usually plus 1,200 to plus 1,500. But it only happened once. So if you bet the same bet each week, you probably would have broke even on that bet for the season.
Okay.
Which is its own thrill because you sit there and, you know, root for things. Then the singles bets, Carbajal basically finished the season undefeated. I didn't see the odds last week, but he might have been plus 125, probably at least minus 110, maybe minus 125, and whoever he was playing would have been plus 125. And you can bet that 5 days early if you want, but as the game is going on, you have a chance to change your bets. Add new bets at new odds. If Carbajal would lose the first set, then they would up the odds for him from maybe a minus bet to a plus bet. And if you still believe he's going to come back and win, then you can hopefully ride him to glory with, you know, two sets in the back, the back two sets. The same thing goes with doubles. And then also in game, you can go, sometimes they give you an option for how many points will be scored combined in a set, or how many, you can go point by point, but that's a little bit hard because you almost happen to get 2 points ahead because the casino is sort of getting the live feed and then everyone else is getting the feed a little bit behind because you can't say, okay, I want this next point right now to go to this guy when they've already played that point in real life And you got to kind of, it kind of lists 2 points down the road instead of the next point as far as what you'd be watching on your TV. But if you have a strong feeling that shit's always going to happen, then you can just load up on bets. And you can get in trouble with someone you favor and you get very stubborn. You keep on betting them to win a point, you keep on losing points. But I managed to finish the season minus $2, which was pretty good. Return for 8 weeks of entertainment. And I'll continue with H2H. And if I make any other discoveries in this area in the future, I'll let you know. But it's a lot of fun. I enjoy the game either way, but I think it helps highlight if we care about the game to bet a little bit on the show. We're not just along for a free ride if we can afford a little hobby wagering.
Yeah, definitely. Support the game in all ways you can. You know, it's a beneficial game. We have some youth out there that are going to be coming up in the next few years. And they're already superstars in their own right. And so, yeah, we definitely have to support them. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to this H2H Battle Court Recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi-Li, America's new super sport.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.